From Bach to something quite different. In January, President Obama told The New Yorker's David Remnick that if he had a son, he would not let him play pro football. Well, I mean, is that terribly controversial? But those comments, along with the president calling on the Redskins to change their name, have riled up Rush Limbaugh, the perennially riled up, and Mark Levin, the perennially riled up, and also Glenn Beck, who all see pro football as a red state sport in need of defending from a Democratic president. But a look at the numbers shows concern among college-educated liberals regarding the dangers of playing football. The Upshot, a New York Times political and policy website, found that the number of boys playing football in high school has declined 15% in Minnesota and Wisconsin, and those are two states President Obama won in the last two elections. David Lanhart is editor of The Upshot and joins us from right here in New York. Is there a divide here in America, or is this Limbaughian showbiz?
There is a divide. Rush is right, at least about some aspect of this. There isn't a divide about watching football. Blue America and Red America are both watching football in enormous numbers. There's no sign that the popularity of the game as a form of entertainment is shrinking. But it's clear that Blue America, and particularly college-educated Blue America, in many of the big metropolitan areas across the country, is getting much less comfortable with the idea of letting their kids play. So you mentioned Minnesota and Wisconsin. High school participation in football is also falling in California, in New York, in Maryland, in Massachusetts. And when you line up all the states and look at them, you see a pretty clear pattern. High school participation in football is falling more in blue states than in red states.
Now, David, you sound very reasonable. You don't sound even remotely like Glenn Beck, who said that the president is now officially a girl for what he told David Remnick. But are you suggesting that Republicans are pro-concussion?
I am not. I think it's interesting to see if you we asked the RAND Corporation to do a poll on this, and what they found is that there's only one group that is notably less comfortable, and it's Obama voters, which is to say Democratic voters.
Right.
With college degrees. Democratic voters without college degrees look a lot like Republican voters with or without college degrees in terms of their level of comfort with football, which is less than with other sports, but a lot more than liberal eggheads, if you will. And I think there's sort of a classic pattern here. There are a lot of public safety issues, whether it's smoking, whether it's seatbelts, that start in a certain corner of society, a more educated, more liberal corner of society. And if the science continues to show that this is a real public health issue, it goes mainstream. If the science doesn't, I would argue genetically modified foods are probably an example of that. They don't seem that dangerous. It probably won't go mainstream.
Is it possible you're extracting a tiny slice of the stat here and that, in fact, the trend is much broader in the sense that squash is a Democratic sport for liberals and that playing the horses is Republican and that you need to sort of broaden it out to all sports to take a look at more lifestyle questions here rather than simply the public health issue?
I think there are two reasons why we think this is real. One is that RAND didn't just ask about football in its poll. It asked about a series of sports. And football was the only one in which politics helped predict people's attitudes. People are also less comfortable letting their sons play hockey than, say, track and field, or letting their daughters play hockey than other sports, although there are probably a few things going on there. But politics doesn't predict the difference. So that's one thing. The second thing is these high school participation numbers, these aren't just one poll with 1,000 respondents. These are decisions made by millions of families across the country, and they represent change. We're seeing a change in which more liberal, more educated areas are saying, we don't want our sons playing football, even if we still watch it on Saturdays and Sundays.
David, I've never asked you this before. Are you a Jets fan or a Giants fan?
Oh, well, I'm a Patriots fan.
Ooh.
Despite being a New Yorker,
ooh,
I spent 6 years from ages 2 to 8 in Boston, and those are the formative years when it comes to sports. So
you're going to get some mail, bud.
I know. I have my whole life.
David Leonard, editor of The Upshot, joins us from New York. Patriots fan, it turns out. Thanks, David.
Thanks, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.